Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
If you think depression is all in a person's head, you're right. It's a brain illness. And like other illnesses, it has symptoms. A person suffering from depression might feel sad, empty, or numb. They might sleep more or less, eat a lot, or not at all, or show little interest in participating in ordinary activities. Mood swings, including anger and sadness, are common. They're often tired and have a hard time concentrating or making decisions. Depression can make those who suffer from it feel hopeless. It can even lead to suicide. If you see the symptoms of depression, get that person to a doctor. With medical help, depression can be treated and suicide can be prevented. Learn how to stop depression from taking another life. Call SAVE, Suicide Awareness Voices of Education, 1-888-511-SAVE, on the web at save.org.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke mind management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Let me try.
Okay, just remember what I showed you.
Yep, there was a bunny who had one big ear and another big ear. They looped-a-looped, made a bow, and the bunny hopped away. I did it!
Oh, good job, kiddo. Now let's tie your other shoe.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Do you see your eyes when you look at me? Do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? Well, I know now that we are one. When I'm hurting you, I am hurting me. When I'm loving you, I am loving me. I know now that we are one. 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 there is no separation, 'cause we are one. When I'm judging you, I am judging me. When I'm praising you, I am praising me. I know now that we are one. When I'm fearing you, I'm afraid of me. When I see God in you, I see God in me. I know now that we are one. 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 There is no separation, 'cause we are one. Now do you see your eyes when you look at me? Now do you hear your voice when you hear me sing? I'm hoping that you know that we are one. 'Cause there is no separation, 'cause we are one.
Women and children who sing Yes, because even when you say, no, I'm not ready, you're saying yes to something. You may be saying yes to mediocre. You may be saying yes to your smallness. The answer is always yes, even when you say no. Do you want me to live again? Yes, yes, yes. Do you want to live again? Do you feel something tapping inside of you? Do you hear that voice? You can't ignore it. And if you do, external circumstances start to get on your nerves. People annoy you. Politics just makes you mad because there is a voice inside of you saying, here is the answer. Don't get polytricked. Tap in to the universal mind so you know how to add to the conversation rather than being polarized. We're only one, and that goes across the board. I don't care what you believe. I don't care where you live. I don't care what you look like. We are one. You are one of the many, many, many trillions and trillions and trillions of cells in God's body. It's much more than that. We are each individually a cell in God's body. So we better get along or there's going to be dysfunction in the body. So if there's any kind of dysfunction, get your cell in alignment. Listen to the tap, tap, tap. That's Charles Hope. That's a prayer. Do you want to forgive again? You better. Do you want to live again? Yes. Do you want to heal again? You better heal again. That's what it's about. Charles Hope. His website address is CharlesHoltProductions.com, or you can go to, I like this one better, I'm going to start using this website address, and it goes very well with today's guest. I can see her smiling right now. Well, once I say what I'm about to say, you can go to Charles Holt's website. It's Intuitive Rebel. IntuitiveRebel.com. You'll find out more about Charles Holt, his book, his song, amazing teacher, a compassionate brother who radiates the truth. And we started the show off with Carly Jackson reminding us, yes, as you hear the tap, 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 remember we are one. When I hear the tap, you're hearing the tap. We better respond to the tap or we get tapped out. We don't want to get tapped out. We want to tap, tap, tap and get tuned in and get turned on. Carly Jackson, you can find her on Facebook. Carly, CARLLIE, Jackson, JAXEN. We've done the show already. The answers? Hey, keep all that noise down. I don't need to be Facebooked right now, okay? I'm having a moment. yes. It's that kind of moon day. You feeling the moon? Are you feeling the energy? Are you feeling the tide rise inside of you? Don't get scared. Don't have a heart attack. Embrace it. Open up and breathe in and welcome this day, this moment, because there's so much. This moment is pregnant with possibility. It's a gift to us all if we choose to unwrap it. I'm unwrapping my gift. What about you? Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio. Guess what? This is where change begins and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because you're alive. Right now, every thought you're thinking, everything you're feeling is causing a change in the planet. Are you willing to be responsible for the thoughts you're thinking right now? Are you willing to be responsible for what you're feeling right now? Are you simply willing to be responsible for who you are on this planet? Because you make a difference. There's nothing you can do about it. It's by default. You knew that. You said, oh, I want to go to the planet. It's boring up here. We fly around. We think a thought and we're there. Let's slow this down a little bit. I'm on Earth. Creator, universe, God, Allah, Buddha, I'm next. Now you're here. You're like, oh, this is just hell. Why did I choose to be born on this planet? Be quiet. You're here to find it out. Don't ask me. So whatever you're going through and growing through right now, it is part of the process. And we're going to talk more about that with my guest, Deborah Jacobs. She's going to remind you to look at what you're dealing with. Don't run from it. Don't get scared. There's so much in it for you. But more importantly, or just as important, take a breath. Breathe in right now. Breathe out. Breathe in the breath of God, the breath of life. Don't let life slow you down. You make that conscious choice to slow yourself down. When you slow down, you can hear the voice. The intuition, the inner information, the inner education, the inner knowledge, intuition. You got all the answers, and we're here to support you to see the answer. It's like, oh, yeah, I've been thinking about that. That's right. So it's all good. And by the way, I love when I get hijacked. So I just surrender and allow myself to be taken wherever I need to be taken. But something just tapped on my shoulder. Tell them what they're listening to, even though they just want to read it. But tell them what they listen to anyway. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show where anything is subject to happen, and it does. Craziness, laughter, joy. We might even piss you off. When we piss you off, you realize, wait a minute, oh, they activate the truth in me, because truth will set you free, but at first it's going to piss you off. So there's a method to our madness over here. And if you're here and you're agitated, it's okay. Come here. Let me give you a hug. Come here. It's okay. Put your head on my shoulder. Relax. Stop rolling your eyes. Relax. It's okay. We're one. I am your host, the Nutty Professor, Life Coach Ade. I'm here to support you And the number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Yeah, what else do I need to tell you? That if you're listening for the first time or not, if you're a regular listener, I still need to tell you this. The show, we air the show Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. It used to be Monday to Thursday, but now things have changed. Everything must change. And we're flowing with the change. We're glowing with the change. And the shows are archived. You can go to iTunes, subscribe to Life Conversations Radio by just typing in Life Conversations. Be the change. No, you don't do that. Life Conversations. That's what you need to type in there. And then you can subscribe to our shows, and the shows will be downloaded to all your gadgets and gizmos. And so you never go a day without Life Coach a day, because you never lose with the stuff he uses. Corny, but I love it. And like I say all the time, it's my show. I say what I want. Yes, this is radio like no other. And let's see, what else do I need to tell you before I bring on Deborah? And well, I need to tell you this. Those of you who are calling for readings, I see you lined up already. What I want you to do is suspend all your beliefs, suspend your concepts, your ideas, and just listen. Now, we're going to come to you, but before we come to you, we're going to lay a foundation first. Because this is about supporting you and teaching you, empowering you, and dropping some truth. So you have your questions. I will double-check with Deborah. But I think it's important to have a specific question rather than, well, I just want to know what the universe has for me. The universe has everything for you. That's your reading. But if you're specific, you can get an answer that supports you rather than, well, I want to know what my guys have to say. Well, your guys say they love you, okay? October, our theme for October is living the vision for your life. That's the theme for October. What's the vision for your life? Who are you rolling with? How are you rolling? Are you living your life purpose? Are you living life passionately? Are you just, oh, well, I guess it's going to work out eventually. I guess everything is supposed to be, or everything is happening just the way it's supposed to be. Yeah, that's true. But do you feel that in your soul, in your core? Do you, wherever you are, do you feel like this is part of the process? Well, we're supporting you to live the vision for your life. What is it? Do you know what it is? Why are you here? And if you're struggling with it, you're in the right place. If you know what it is, you're in the right place. If you just say, psh, I'm just living day to day, even better. It's all good. Life is truly good. It's getting better. The number is 347-426-3346. One quick announcement that I need to give you. Oh, actually quite a few. The Ask Life Coach at a radio show is now, for those of you who don't know, is now syndicated on Inspire Radio Network. Actually, no, it's within radio. But if you want to find out more about within radio, you got to go to inspirebroadcasting.com. Inspirebroadcasting.com. You can find out more about the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on within radio. And it is every Friday, 8 p.m. Eastern. So you always have another opportunity to catch the show. We are growing, we are expanding, and we are trusting the process. Even when things, you know, life, I always say life is perfect, but sometimes my interpretation of it may be imperfect. I trust the perfection in my imperfection. Well, 347-426-3346 is the number. That's one thing you need to know in mind. Store that in your phone right now, because when you're having those moments when things are shaking, we're here for you live from 12 to 2. But other than that, you just check out the website, the archive. And also, we're all taking your questions and your comments. If you don't want to call in, if you don't want to call in because you don't want people to know your business, we already know your business because we are one. You're hiding from yourself, not others. But anyway, if you don't want people to know, it's okay. I got something for you. You can go to Ask Life Coach at a fan page Ask Life Coach at a like page. Post your questions there. Well, that's not necessarily the best place to keep a secret, but you know how it goes. Yes, post your questions on there, and we will get to it. Okay, we'll get to it. But if you really want to keep the secret a secret, and you don't want people to know your business, and you don't want us to hear your voice, and you don't feel real good about using a different name because we're going to bust you out anyway, you can go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. Lifeconversationsmedia.com. Hover over the Life Conversations radio tab, and there will be a drop menu that says Ask Life Coach. I then click that and send in your email. And Deborah and I will be happy to support you and assist you. And speaking of assisting, I think we are ready. Oh, we got celestial moment today at 1 or around 1. Well, maybe around 1. Well, around 1. 1-ish. Let's pull this up. Let's play a little something, something, something while I pull up the bio and we'll get ready to dance. Deborah and I are going to dance together. You guys are free to watch us. You're free to jump on the dance floor with us. 347-426-3346. Make sure you press 1 on your keypad. And so readings, we're going to weave in and out, and we get to as many people as we can. But as we do that, let's remind ourselves who we really are. We are one, and we are so much more.
I am great. I am wonderful, I am whole, I am peace, I am here, I am strong, I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God, I am you, I am healed, I am love, I am great, I am wonderful, I am whole, and I am free.
Yes, indeed, I am free, and so are you. And make sure your questions are specific, because you asked me, do you see money coming? I won't speak for Deborah, but you asked me, you see money coming, see love coming, see happiness coming, the answer is yes. Okay, be specific. What do you really want to know? Love is what? Love is a pet? Love is a husband, as a wife, as a mate? What do you really want? Words to the wise. Let's read a little something, something about Deborah Jacobs, a beautiful soul sister who we're just having a reunion here. So it's we've known each other a long time ago. Let me tell you a little something, something about her. Deborah Jacobs has been a professional intuitive reader and counselor for over 30 years. Her unique connection with Archangel Michael since the age of 6. Provides a multi-dimensional view of what is happening in someone's life. Now, FYI, before I read the rest of the Bible, she doesn't channel Archangel Michael. She hangs with him. They talk together. And she will explain more of that later. But it really doesn't matter if she channels a talk or feels it or picks a card. The truth is the truth is the truth. Deborah and Michael read your energies, guides, spirits, and occasionally your loved ones who have passed over. With this approach, your reading shifts as you shift. The moment you change what you are thinking, the dimension of your reading changes too. Deborah believes we all have the gift of sight, but sometimes we are too close to the situation to read it clearly and without emotion. And that's why I love this woman, because I believe that too. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, psychics and skeptics, non-physical beings and physical beings, help me welcome my guest, our intuitive reader, my sister, my friend, myself, Deborah Jacobs. Hello, Deborah. How are you doing?
I am just enjoying the heck out of this. You are awesome.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Welcome, welcome home.
Nice. Michael said he's having a blast already.
Yes, yes. We play seriously over here. This is life is about play, isn't it? I mean, sometimes it gets a bit rough.
People forget about having fun and joy, and then their vision gets cloudy.
Especially when we're taking 10 years, one of our playmates might pour some sand into our eyes and we can't see and we get mad and we think all playgrounds are the same. But sometimes you just got to wash your eyes out so you can see clearly.
Michael led me to this plaque at the store one time that I bought, and it's hanging up in my bathroom so I can see it every day. And it says, "Don't take life too seriously. It's not permanent."
I know, that's right. Relax. It's chill. Even when you're feeling pain and discomfort, it's okay. It's not permanent. It's okay. It's an energy in motion.
That's right.
First of all, because I know once you start talking, I'm going to get so into you, I might forget. I want to thank you for who you are on this planet, for the work you're doing, and for all the wonderful offers you've sent out. Lynn Andrews, Barbara Berger. We recently had Birth Cosmos, and we got Alan Georgina coming. So thank you for the work you're doing, and I am so grateful for who you are on this planet.
Oh, you're so welcome, and I'm so grateful for all you're doing. I mean, it's energy for energy, right?
That's right. That's right, indeed. Indeed. Now, let's get this party started. This is the first question I've got to ask you. I mean, it's a simple question. It's really simple, so I just want to get it out of the way real quick. So here's the question. I just read a little bit about you. I've said a little bit about you. You've talked about your relationship with Archangel Michael. You lucky girl. But I want to ask you, from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Deborah Jacobs?
I am. Oh, Michael's talking. Michael says that he describes me better than I do. I'm just a tiny piece of the light of Source, and here to do whatever I'm supposed to do, which tends to be all kinds of stuff.
And you have done that.
I've done all kinds of stuff, and I just let Spirit guide me and Michael guide me and say, okay, this year you're going to do this, or this year your profession is going to be that, or, you know, and it's, I'm having fun.
I think I'm going to give you a title that I give myself. I'm going to initiate you. I call myself a freelance agent for God. And that means I can do anything. So you are now initiated into our order called the Freelance Agents of God Association.
I love it. Okay. I see that a Facebook page in our future.
I know, that's right. Now, there's so many places I want to go to, especially when you're talking, you know, Michael says something, you say Michael says, and I want you to explain that. But before we start talking about how you and Michael do your thing, because you guys are so one, you talk together, let's go back to the beginning, or the beginning of the new time when you were born. How did all of this start? How did you get into this place of really recognizing that you can communicate with somebody called Michael?
It was pretty easy. I was 6 years old, and I saw this angel, which I had no clue what it was at the time, and he just started talking to me and playing with me and guiding me. And, you know, for most of my childhood, everybody just thought I had an invisible friend. But I knew he was there. I've always known he was there. And, I mean, I don't always see him. Sometimes I just hear him. When he feels like he's being ignored, he'll show up, you know, visually with his sword in the air and the wings, you know, going, "Yoo-hoo, it's me." So I pay attention. But I think we all see angels when we're little until we're trained that we're not supposed to. So I was just lucky, and nobody trained me that I wasn't supposed to.
Right. Yeah, that's a blessing. That is a blessing.
Yeah.
Because some people start recognizing when they're younger, but they're told you're not supposed to, or actually it's evil, and people go through different experiences. And sometimes people voice that that they have a friend and they may be traumatized by the response from people who love them, and then they rebel for a long time and eventually come out. And so you've always had the support, right?
Yeah, whether I wanted it or not. And I'll tell you, when I was a teenager, I was hell on wheels. And I was rowdy and into everything I shouldn't have been. And Michael would just sort of sit there and shake his head and go, you don't want to do that. You don't want to go there. And I found out by the time I was 16, if I chose to ignore him, I usually got in trouble or something bad would happen. So I started, you know, going, okay, dude, you got my vote. You know, whatever you say, I'll follow that.
Well, let's talk about that, because people go through that, and sometimes people still hold a sort of unforgiveness, a guilt about what they did when they were young. Even though you were able to communicate, hear and listen and share with Michael, at your teen years, you still were rebellious. What was really going on in you then?
What, as far as me being rowdy?
Yeah, I'm saying if you have access to that information. And
like
still,
a lot of, I think
okay,
a lot of people, it's pain. I mean, I was sexually abused when I was young, and I was verbally abused when I was young. And so I think my rowdiness and my, you know, becoming, you know, basically like a biker babe kind of person, was out of that, you know, anger. And Michael was like, no, you can't do this. You got way too much to do on this planet, and I'm not letting you go there. But I think the most prominent thing that people, that Michael tries to get people to understand, especially in sessions, is if it's in the past, it doesn't matter. And so I didn't do the trauma drama stuff from my experiences because I had the ability of an angel kicking me in the butt going, oh, what's wrong with you? It's in the past. Let it go. And it's like when the first time I saw the movie The Lion King, you all remember The Lion King, where the monkey comes up and smacks Simba in the head really hard, and Simba goes, oh, God, what was that for? And he says, it doesn't matter. It's in the past. So, Michael loves that. But it's so true. I mean, you can't drive your car of life looking in your rearview mirror. You're going to hit something. So
let it go.
It doesn't matter what happened yesterday. It doesn't matter. Even the intense abuses and horrible tragedies don't matter. It's gone. It's over. Move forward.
So let's break that down a little bit for somebody who was abused or had a traumatic childhood and saying, what do you mean it's gone, it's over? All the things that happened to me in the past, that's why my life is not working right now. I can't seem to have a perfect relationship. I get scared when people get close to me. I'm afraid of intimacy. I don't know how to love myself. I sabotage myself. I know it's in the past,
now you're
but it's affecting
out-
me now.
You're going to bring out the, what I call the booger side of Michael, because Michael, to a lot of people, they say he's fluffy and all that, and Michael always reminds them he was a warrior when he was on Earth. He's not fluffy. And he thinks, and please, you know, you said at the beginning of the show, we may piss some people off, but those are excuses for not living. They really are. And I can say this because I worked in the mental health system and quit because of it. You know, the medical model of, oh, no, you have to get in and experience it and work through it and forgive and all that crap is just that. It doesn't matter. It's in the past. It's in the past. It cannot affect you today unless you choose to have it affect you.
Right.
If you know, and it's that simple. I think people don't get that it's simple. It doesn't. This life doesn't have to be hard.
Right. But what I see happening is we are taught that it's supposed to be hard. We, you know, even those people who loved us or who love us would kind of reaffirm the pain. And I think we're moving. I mean, and I think for the most part of people listen to the show, and maybe for some people maybe shocked. And as I said, yep, truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. Because for me, I look at if we go back to the beginning, if we are one with God, if we are child, daughter, sons of God, then we're connected to something deeper. Now, I believe life is a school where we come here to learn lessons. Some people say it's not. We all have different ways of looking at this thing called life, and it really doesn't matter. But, excuse me, if life is a place where we learn to remember who we are. And I believe that the challenges that we go through, and I see it in my own life, so I know. I know that the pain that we went through in the past is to support us to stand in the truth of who we are. Now, we can choose the victim path, or we can choose to say, okay, what can I learn from this? I mean, you talk about your experience, Deborah, and I'm sure that experience, because of the experience you've had, has helped you to support others to move forward. But it's important to, I feel like it's important to feel the pain, recognize it, and then say, now, what can I learn from this? Forgive it if you need to, but really understand that there's so much more. There's so much more. I mean, we can't even start to talk about life. We wouldn't even have enough time. That's why we have to keep coming back and keep coming back.
Which is good. Michael says his message about this is there is a difference between appropriate fear and non-appropriate fear. And when you tap into that past experience, you have to decide in that moment, is this appropriate? Well, if you have been raped and you get on an elevator with a stranger and you go into fear, you look at the situation and say, okay, this fear is here, and you look at the situation and decide if it's appropriate. If you are in danger, that's the angels and guides telling you, get off the elevator. Mm-hmm. If it's not appropriate and it's, you will hear it from spirit immediately, it may be just a nice stranger and just let go of the fear, hold on to the faith, and go to your floor.
Right, right.
You know, but fear is there for a purpose. It's just not there to be abused. And I think we tend to, you know, grab a hold of things that feed the negative energy as more of a, and it's not an intentional excuse. Michael wants to be clear as he's pissing people off that are listening. It's not an intentional excuse. But he says, you know, like if a spider bites you and it hurts, the next time you see a spider, what are you going to do? Are you just going to run and scream? Or are you going to understand that's a lot smaller than you are and it has no chance against your power?
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it
does.
Am
I getting too serious?
Yes, it does. I want to ask you this, because you're doing this dance with Michael. How does it work? How does your relationship with Michael work? Because you see both of you be talking together. How does it work? Explain it to us.
Yeah, he says a lot of times I can't talk over her. the relationship, well, first off, he is not always here. Okay, a lot of people presume and assume people that work with angels, they're always there and can always be accessed. That's not true. When he's here, it's great, and it's really nice when he shows up for things like this that are scheduled, but he doesn't always. And like when I do sessions with people, if he doesn't show up, I reschedule.
Oh, really? So,
I mean, I don't have any control over him. You know, he just...
Wow.
He shows up. Any type of psychic awareness, I truly believe you cannot turn on and off like a switch. So you're either connected at the time or you're not, but it's not something that you can schedule. And definitely with Michael, I mean, I've done, you know, shows and things where he just doesn't show up, and that's okay. You know, he's got a whole world out there to deal with, you know. I'm just one of the people in it.
Does Michael have a voicemail and say, I'm busy right now, but please hold and we'll get to your call? Your call is important.
Oh, he likes that. He likes that. That's funny. He loves to laugh. He thinks that most humans have given up humor. And he's just loving on you, man.
Thank you. So when you, the relationship you have with him is as you are talking, you actually hearing him. Does he say this, or he just talks as if we're all in the room talking and he's part of the conversation?
It's exactly like you and I having a conversation.
Okay.
That's why I say I don't channel him. He doesn't come through me. Although I will say at times he gets frustrated with me because I may be intuiting something else, and so
okay.
I'm kind of putting him on hold, and sometimes he'll come through me, especially if I'm on a chat where I'm typing, and I won't remember anything that I say because he's talking, and I've been told that's when I'm channeling, I guess. But it's just like sitting next to somebody talking, except for he's wandering around the room or he's just a field of energy, and I hear him talking and actually hear his voice. And once in a while, like I said, he'll show up visually if he's trying to really get my attention or whoever we're working with's attention. But no, it's just like you and I are talking and interrupting each other. That's what Michael and I are doing right now.
Wow. Today's theme and topic is about helping people find their visions, and I want to go there. But you're saying things that I find fascinating. I'm thinking, I want to ask this, and then we can talk about, even helping people find their vision, because there's so many people coming up against, they're doing their spiritual work. They know they've learned and they've become aware that there's more to life, and they're asking people questions and saying, why am I here? What is my gift? What is my purpose? What am I passionate about? But I want to just ask this, because you talk about, I heard people say angels are neither masculine or feminine, and you're saying he. and then you said his lips. Can you tell us a little bit about that? For me, I want to know.
He just showed up full presence, and he's in full warrior garb with his sword up in the sky, and he's kind of doing the hand over the body, like, look at me, look at this. He goes, does this look feminine to you?
I didn't want to say it because I'm getting some visuals. I'm like, okay.
He says he's trying to show you. No, whatever spirit is on earth as far as angels. Like he says, there's a lot of misassumptions that Ariel is feminine. Ariel is not. Ariel is a guy. And it's a masculine energy. It's not a guy like you. It's a masculine energy. And every human contains both masculine and feminine energy.
Right.
So when you go to spirit, one becomes predominant, right?
Right.
Okay. So he is masculine. The way he wants people to see him is like his pictures. And same with the other angels. People that are visual have to actually see a picture to be able to bring that spirit to them. Other people relate to scents. Different angels have different scents and smells that can let people know that they're there. It's all different. The main thing is being open. But Michael really wants to comment to your vision, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, and he's talking so fast, so give me just a second. He's saying the number one thing he is seeing throughout this planet is everybody is looking for their vision of their life, or trying to get to the vision of their life. The problem is they don't know what their vision is. They have this big general model, I want to be happy.
Right.
But they don't have the vision or the intention of what that looks like, feels like, smells like. So they're like a hamster on a wheel. So before people start asking questions, he wants people to, you know, what we want to try and do today is get you to see your vision.
Yes.
Because intention without movement equals zero. So even if you have intention to go be a healer, if you don't know what you're going to heal in method, then and go take the classes and practice, then you end up with zero.
Right.
So
right.
That's his big thing that his kick that he's on today is let's pin down some visions.
Indeed. It's getting real clear. You know, the whole thing of really asking the deeper question, why am I here? What is my gift? And it's real simple, but sometimes we've been miseducated. I want to go back to...
He wants to answer your question. He's now going to interrupt and answer your question.
How does it feel
to be interrupted by an angel?
I know, that's right. Okay.
He says, you know what your vision is. Your vision is to allow people to find truth. And try find truth through the radio show and your speaking works. And the syndication as it goes internationally and you bringing these people to people to have access to them is your gift, is your vision, and you're well on your way because you're applying movement. And he's just kind of going, hoorah, you know?
yes,
he's showing
you.
Me like people in South Africa and India and all these little places listening to you on a radio.
Oh,
so
wow.
You're doing
thank
the
you.
Work.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm grateful. The number is 347-426-3346. Come and get a little bit of this. Actually, I'm giving you the number, but we've got a lot of people lined up and just set the intention and, you know, I doubt we'll be able to get to everybody. If we do, great. If we don't, I just invite you listeners, callers, to just listen differently. You know, loosen up that my question and say, I'm ready, I'm willing to receive what God, the universe, spirit has for me. So those of you in the chat room listening and can't call in, you will get your answer too. But we're going to try to get to everybody. Here's a little secret for those of you who want your question answered. We may be able to get to your question if you post it on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page, Ask Life Coach at a, what is it? Like page. Yeah, that's what I meant to say. And before we move on, I want to address something in it. Learning four, the number four said, I disagree. That may work for you and me, but not for everyone. You have to work through it sometimes. I think she was referring to the comments about working through our
trauma.
And Go ahead.
Yeah. Michael says, what is working through it? Is it spending 10 years on a therapy couch, rehashing, trying to get to a place of forgiveness or anger or whatever is deep-seated? Or in Michael's, you know, idea of getting through it is simply, I mean, if you're angry, go pound a pillow for 10 minutes. Give it everything you've got. Get it all up, get it all out, and then be done. That's equal and better.
So is that the same? Is that the same as if something comes up, something that happened? I imagine what it's like in your world. Me jumping in, asking you questions, Michael jumping in, trying to tell you something. Woo, your brain must be fully evolved. But anyway. What I'm hearing is when you talk about your angry bit of pillow, because we all go through different experiences, and it seems to me that how I would translate what I'm hearing is that when something happens, do whatever you need to do to work through it. Don't spend the rest of your life talking about how bad your childhood was. Deal with it. If you find yourself talking about it 10 years, 20 years later, deal with it and move on. Is that what Michael is saying?
Yeah, I mean, when I realized I had lost all memory of being abused when I was young, and it came back when I was being hypnotized to quit smoking, and it all came up, you know, in this session, and after the session, I just kind of sat there and went, okay, now I get why I made some of the life choices and men choices that I made, and I get it. I don't have to do that ever again. I got angry for like 10 minutes, gave it everything I got. Okay, you know, I was a kid. I was really angry. Let's tap into that anger of that inner child so I can let it go. And it was like, okay, fine. You know, you move through it. You don't hold on to it like it's your life preserver.
Right.
So many clients I work with, it's like, I'll never find love. I'll never find love because I had an abusive boyfriend in high school. And I just keep, you know, playing that tape and bringing back more abusive people. No, it's not because of that. Michael wants them to be really, really clear. It's because they didn't get the lesson that they didn't need, have to be abused. That's all that was pointing out, is be strong. You don't have to be abused. And therefore, move forward, and what you'll draw to you is kind, warm, loving men. Because you're not going to put up with the other. It's not in your repertoire anymore.
Right. Right.
But if you hold on to it like an anchor, as in it's an excuse, you know, I will never be happy because I'm always going to find that man that hits me. Then it becomes not okay.
And, you know, I would even go as far as saying, you know, the fact that we're having this conversation, for some of us who have healed the past, if you will, this is information we can put in our toolbox. So next time something shows up, we can say, oh, this tool will come up. We'll find out what we need to do, whatever we need to do to heal the situation, to be with it, to acknowledge it, not just denial, because sometimes we do that in spiritual community. All is well, all is well. Yes, all is always well. But I believe that we must confront, feel, and do whatever we're dealing with and be able to move on. And I think, I really believe that once we recognize that everything is ordained, everything that happens always serves to further. It always serves us to understand who we are. And it's really about our intention. What is your intention about your life? What is your intention? You're here to just, you know, just go from one place to the other, or you realize who you really are. And we may have to ask ourselves, who am I? They keep saying who I really am, but who is that? Who is God? Because we have different ideas of who and what God is. Some of us in the spiritual community still think that if we don't act right, we're going to be punished later. We may not say it out loud. So it's really about a self-understanding and self-discovery. And we invite everybody to go in their own journey, and where you are is where you are, because love is right there with you.
And Michael wants to be really clear before he starts answering questions that his only request is people take the best and leave the rest.
I know that's right.
If it doesn't resonate, that's okay. It may 2 weeks from now, it may a year from now, you may say, oh, that doesn't fit me at all. That's okay. There are 72 pleats of time going on at the same time. It may not fit today. So take the best, leave the rest.
That's right.
And Deborah's just human, so.
Say that again?
And Deborah's just human, so I can make mistakes.
Deborah Jacobs, and her website address is Readings by Deborah. That's D-E-V-R-A, Readings by Deborah. If we don't get to you today, you can book an appointment with her. But here's what we're going to do. When we're doing the readings, we're not going to go back to back to back to back, because, you know, we want to empower you as you get your answer. We're going to ask, maybe do two readings, and then come back, talk some more, and then take some more readings. We want to keep this flowing. We want everybody to receive what is divinely theirs right now. But I want to ask you this about readings, Deborah. Are you okay with people saying, well, can you just tell me what Michael has for me personally, as you can tell?
They can say anything. They're going to get what they need no matter what they ask.
Okay. Yeah, for me, I'm always feel like when people say, well, can you tell me if I'm going to find love? It's such a blanket statement, and if anybody's on the line asking that question,
it's okay.
Take it personal.
Michael says it's totally okay, because the answer they may get may have nothing to do with their question but be more important for them to know. So Michael says it doesn't matter. Ask anything.
Exactly. Because I found with the work, when people ask a general question, there's something specific they want to know about, and eventually we get to it, and then you can really say, well, this is really
a good example. I was on a show a couple weeks ago, and a caller called, and when they asked, she says, "Oh, I don't really have a question." And Michael says, "Well, that's not true. You want to know if you should continue dating this married guy." And she hung up. So, yeah.
Oh, so if you're not ready to get naked, you better hang up right now.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to reveal the essence of who you are, what's really true about you. That's truth. Truth is about being naked, and sometimes it's scary for some of us because we're afraid that we're going to be revealed. But, truth is right where you are deep within you. It's time to stop hiding. 347-426-3346. I need to stop giving the number because we're not taking any more calls. We're back. We're backed up. Well, not literally. But anyway, we're going to take a quick break.
Michael says, let's go.
Michael, can we just take a quick break, maybe about 2 minutes break, and then we'll come back. We'll do Celestial Moment, and then we'll take some questions. Does that work for Michael?
Yay.
And Michael has a different... What's Michael saying?
No, that's good.
Okay, I'll let Michael run the show today. I'll be a co-producer of our show. I got some sense. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show. My guest is Devra Jacobs. Her website address is readings, with an S, by Devra, BEVRA.com. You can book your appointments there and find out more about her. We're going to take a break and then Celestial Moment. And then we're going to do some questions. Yes. What do I need to tell you? Nothing. I'm just buying time. I don't need to tell you that. But I did. Because this is radio. This is reality radio. Well, as real as it can be. Anyway, go for a commercial. All right. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Did you know when the body is balanced, it heals itself? This is the guiding principle of Dr. Mark Armstrong. Dr. Mark is the founder of Ahimke Center for Wholeness. Ahimke is a wellness center that offers services and training programs that help you grow yourself. Ahimke is a word which symbolizes our commitment to honor the sacredness of all life and our respect for the vital force that flows through all living creatures. We seek to teach and heal, and thereby express our love for mankind, the earth, and the infinite universe. Ahimke Center for Wholeness services include acupressure, foot detoxification, Reiki, iridology, massage, Ahimke Mind Management, which is a process that uses the natural rhythms of the body to balance the mind. It enables total well-being and getting the thinking out of the way so the brainstem can do its work, and much more. For more information, visit ahimke.net. That's ahimki.net. Ahimke Center for Wholeness, honoring the ancient practice of energy medicine.
Hey folks, it's Jenny Cressman. I've worked in the field of woman abuse for almost 20 years now, and I have a challenge for you. I want to challenge you to help end violence against women. Now that may seem like a big, hairy, scary project, but if we all work together, anything's possible. All I want you to do is talk about it. That's my challenge. Whenever appropriate and safe, tell people that abuse of any kind is absolutely unacceptable. If someone says it's a woman's fault she was abused, or tells a joke that puts women down, call them on it. Stand up, speak out, and stop abuse and violence against women. Just saying that's not right is a big step towards greater equality. You can make a difference. You can help make the world a better place. Just talk about it.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
Life Conversations Radio.
Giving a voice back to the community. To the community. To the community. To the community.
Yes,
to the
indeed. We are giving a voice back to the global community. You have a voice. You have something to say. You came here to express your gift, your love. It's coded in your DNA. It's time to release it. You won't be happy or peaceful until you fully express the package, the message that you have for us on this planet. We're waiting on you, and you are waiting on you. And right now, we're waiting on Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan. And it's about that time, and then after Celestial Moment, we do some readings, then we go back to doing some conversation. We're just going to dance together. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing, my friend?
Beautiful. I am so beautiful today. Yes, I'm so beautiful and excited. I got my crush on the line. Hey, Archangel Michael. Lord have mercy. Hello, my sister Deborah and Ade.
are you saying you and Deborah in a relationship with Michael? Ooh, Michael is a player.
You know what? No. His love is unconditional, and it spreads all over the place. And
ooh.
I have yes, indeed. He's a universal lover. Thank you very much.
Is that true, Deborah?
Oh, yeah. Oh, breathe. I'm so happy in this moment, and people are so excited for Deborah. So I'm going to get right to it, but we're all in alignment because the magic word for the day is integration. So hello, family, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
Let's do it.
Good afternoon. I'm going to do it in front of Michael. I'm a little nervous about that, but all is well. Good afternoon, family. My name is Celeste Morgan. And it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moments. I come bearing a number gift, and trust you will be able to use these tools to embrace whatever is showing up in your life right now. It's Monday, October 8th, 2012. When we add the date, it equals 2030. Add 2030 and you get 5. 5 represents change. It's the freedom lover. We are moving and growing through a 5-year. 2012 also equals 5. So the energy of this day also pertains to the energy we are experiencing for the whole year. 5 is the Hierophant in Tarot, which means High Priest in Greek. And the High Priest reminds us to step into our personal authority instead of conforming to societal demands. Our throat chakra is our 5th chakra, and when it is balanced, we speak honey words of love with authenticity. 5 is also the bear in medicine cards, and the bear welcomes us into the cave to receive the gifts of introspection. The 5th letter of the alphabet is E, and words like earthly, embrace, and ecstasy connect us to the divine energy found in 5. Now today we're going to put the spotlight on the alligator. The alligator's number is not 5, it's actually 50, but when you add 5 plus 0, you get 5, so here we go. Alligator, let me drop my judgments, accepting life with grace, so that forlorn care and worry will vanish from my face. Let me integrate each moment, digesting life with ease, counting all my experiences as equal opportunities. We need to learn how to handle both joy and pain. And the alligator teaches us this lesson with its behavior. It rolls under the water with its prey, reminding us to roll with the punches when we feel like we're being attacked by life circumstances. The alligator carefully stores its prey under a log until it's tender, and thereby teaching us about patience and proper timing. We can laugh when we get tangled up in the drama, and understanding that it is a perfect opportunity to reevaluate and diffuse the drama instantly when we relax our battle position, and this allows for integration. Yes, it's not happening to you. It's happening for you. Don't get stuck into judging a duality.
use Calm Resolve, review your healing process and life lessons, then integrate the growth you have attained. Do this and the journey will be sweet. And those very things that keep us in bondage can be used as tools to find our vision. Everything that is showing up in our life.
We are losing you.
Sorry, I hear you very well.
There you go. Okay.
And that's the story of five, told through our friendly alligator of the medicine cards. All is well. I'll see you on Tuesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you. I did feel I was being floated up a day, so my phone is not on mute.
You were going in a tunnel.
Tie a rope around you.
We were wondering where you were going.
Yes.
And like, come back.
Yes, because I'm telling you, the phone is right here. And that's just the energy. Deborah, please talk about these energies that you were talking to me about today, because I definitely feel it flowing. And on that, this is just wild. It's wild.
Well, Michael was like throwing
I'm not
out
my hearing.
Michael was throwing out this etheric lasso and trying and pulling you back in.
Thank you, Michael.
I respect
yeah, it's a,
thank
it's,
you so much. It's a very floaty day, so anybody who's feeling that slightly out-of-body thing, pay yes.
close attention when you're driving and when you're spending money and when you're booking reservations, because you're not really all on the planet today.
Mm. Thank you. Mm. Now, and then help us find out how to touch the ground again. I'm flying
oh, yeah.
away now.
That was beautiful, by the way. Awesome.
Thank you, Dennis.
Yeah.
Much love.
Thank you, Celeste. Yes, indeed. Yeah, real quick, Deborah. So while we're going through, I mean, it's funny because I remember looking at the time. It was like 7-10 minutes to my showtime. I was like, wait a minute. How did that happen? And there was one time I sat in front of the computer and I felt dizzy. I'm like, what is really going on? So
yeah.
you're talking about that kind of day. What can we do for people who say, yeah, I'm feeling that too, or whenever they listen to the show and they can identify, what can we do to ground ourselves?
Be present. Remind yourself, you know, ask yourself, where am I? If you're floating around, or if you're in a past event, or if you're trying to get out into a future outcome of something, just be present. Like, tap in and say, okay, I'm sitting, you know, in front of my computer, or I'm sitting in my living room, wherever you are. Just acknowledge and be absolutely present, and you'll find you'll feel it's kind of like when you wake up from one of those dreams where you're jumping off a cliff and you suddenly the bed moves. It's because, you know, you're getting out of body and your guides are bringing you back in. It's the same thing when you say, okay, I need to be present. Where am I? What am I doing? And then the guides can bring you back in. Because, yeah, today is a bizarre energy day. It's just, it's not a bad thing, it's a good thing, but you know, as we reach the end of this whole 2012 craziness, the pleats of time are coming closer and closer together, the dimensions are coming closer and closer together, so it, you know, it's really easy to reach out and touch different dimensions right now, and that's that energy. It's like being in a wave or being, you know, in the ocean where you're bouncing around in those little crests that come along.
Right, right.
And
I
you just
you.
Go, okay.
What am I doing? I'm sitting here looking at my computer. I see my fingers. I'm moving my fingers. Bring yourself back into alignment. Just keep it simple.
Exactly.
Keep it simple. Now, before I take this call, I'm going to go to Sandy. Sandy's asking one of my favorite questions. But before I do it, I want to ask you this. Can you answer questions for people, who, even though I've been telling people to post their questions on the fan page, can you answer questions on the fan page as well? They don't have to be on the phone?
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
Cool. Perfect.
All you have to do is say where it's coming from, and Michael tunes in.
Okay, cool. All right, let's go to Sandy, who is in Ohio. She got one of my favorite questions. Maybe she's changed it since I've been going up, but it doesn't matter. Does it, Sandy? You can ask whatever question you want. You're going to get the right answer.
Hi, Sandy. Thank you.
Hi, Sandy.
I can answer the question.
Hi.
Sandy said, do you see love coming into my life? Certainly.
The main squeeze, the man of my life.
Hmm.
I'm ready
okay,
for
well,
a real...
Okay, mm-hmm. Michael handles these things really quickly, so hold on and just here we go. He says the one thing that, you know, he drives him nuts with female humans is they have this thing they've been taught that there's one twin flame, there's one soulmate out there. And he wants to be very clear with you to know that God would not have stuck you on this planet and then stuck your twin flame on the planet somewhere else and said, ha-ha, let's see if you guys can find each other. That's not what happens. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of soulmates out there for everybody. And so are you going to find the soulmate? Yeah. As soon as you figure out and quit saying to your girlfriends and things, well, I don't want that, and I don't want that, and I don't want that. As soon as you really characteristically decide what it is you do want, which is generally a reflection of you. I mean, you're looking for a kind man, a man with a sense of humor, a strong man, a motivated man, right?
Yes.
Okay, pretty close so far. Okay, but you still have those past relationships where, you know, I don't want to have a relationship like my mother and father did. So when you do that, when anybody does that, and this will answer a whole lot of the questions that are coming in, whenever you do that when you're trying to work on or draw to you a soulmate, as soon as you give energy to what you don't want, what you draw to you is what you don't want.
Okay.
Isn't that a great golden nugget? It's like,
yes.
You know, we're all trained as women, you know, from little girls, you want the prince and he's going to save you and all that other bull. I don't know what I can say on the radio, but Michael does swear.
Help me, Michael.
So Michael says, okay, you find you, and then you have the intention of finding your soulmate. Then you have to add movement. He's not going to come knock on your door. So you place yourself in the position, places, and events where you guys can run into each other. That creates movement. That equals a soulmate.
Okay.
So let me ask this. Maybe Sandy's thinking this or not. So when you say place yourself in a place where you two can meet each other, because then that can create some mental picture of like, okay, where would be the perfect place? Well, maybe I can go to a metaphysical bookstore. No, men don't go there. Oh, I don't think I'll find it.
Presumption. That's a really weird presumption. I don't know why, and I hear this a lot with clients. I don't know why that's a presumption. You know, I think assumptions and presumptions are human conditions that really mess us up. You know, if you are interested in, I'll use some things from past sessions with women. If you are interested in jogging, join a singles jogging group and meet somebody else who likes jogging. If you are interested in art, find out where they're going to have art openings because you want a man who can appreciate, or woman, depending on whatever you choose, that will appreciate art. If you like the symphony, go to the symphony. Go to the mixers before the symphony. And quit looking. Good God, quit looking. That's like Michael's biggest pet peeve is, you know, well, is he here? Well, is he here? You know, it doesn't matter. If you have the intention to meet the person and you're applying the movement, then it will happen. And, yes, it will happen because you just got the golden nugget that you were looking for, which is don't draw to you that in which you don't want.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, who cares whatever you had in the past? It's over. It doesn't matter.
Right.
Yeah.
And
I have had some gems in my
bag. And the biggest thing is that I'm not concerned about what they look like, if they're heavier set, if they're balding, if they're whatever. I'm not concerned about looks as much as I am of how they treat me.
Right.
Do they love me? How they're going to, you know, interact with kids, you know, grandkids. That's what
I'm looking for. So your intention is Keep it brief. Michael says, you know, remember the universe always says yes, so you keep it brief and precise. You say, thank you, universe, for bringing me this very gentle, loving, generous, kind man who loves kids. Period.
Okay.
Michael's cracking me up. He's going, why do women always have this saying of, I want a man that has teeth, a job, and a car. all that good stuff will come along in the package if you're asking for etherically the characteristics. You know, I want a kind, loving, generous person who, you know, loves pets or loves children, you know. So, there you go. Did that help?
Good. Oh, yes, it did. Helped a
lot.
Good,
good.
Thank you so much.
Let us know when that blending takes place real soon.
Sure will. Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I'll continue listening to the show on the computer.
Sure.
You're great. It's fantastic.
Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you.
Thank you for being part of the greatness. We're all co-creating this together. Let's take a question from the fan page. Kathleen asked, slow computer, even the computer finished sluggish. It's okay. It's all right, computer. Just brace yourself. It's okay. Okay, she said, wondering what your would say is my greatest gift. So she wants to know what is she is in Idaho? Really? Oh, okay. She says she's in Idaho.
I think
she's somewhere else. That's why I sound surprised, for those of you wondering. But yeah, go ahead. Kathleen.
You know, asking what your greatest gift is that's one of those questions that winds Michael up. Your greatest gift can also be your greatest way of stepping on your own energy hose. And Kathleen has this amazing ability to see and to perceive. And but when you do that, you can get into overanalyzing and get stuck in your brain instead of your heart. So if you see and have the gift of sight from your heart, then that's a really good thing. The caution that Michael wants to direct to her is, just make sure that, you know, it's like she can always tell and can always see if somebody's in trouble. She can sense when somebody's lying just by watching them. You know, she can see, you know, an old beat up car, but see what it would be like if it was rehabbed. You know, she's got a great gift of sight, and that helps a lot in working with people. But you just got to be careful because when you're doing stuff in your own world, you tend to get into the analyzing, what is it I'm seeing? Why am I seeing it? How am I seeing it? How will that work? When will it work? And you get in your head. So Michael just wants you, when you get like that, to squeeze your butt. It'll take you right out of your head. He stole that from Sonia Choquette.
So you're encouraging her to move from her head to her butt.
Yeah, get out of your head. The whole 2012 thing is about us moving from brain energy consciousness to heart energy consciousness.
Yes.
So the fastest way out of your head is to your butt.
I'm not going to touch that, but somebody of
you
wants to.
Oh, you tried it. It works. It's instant. Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
So that's the answer to her question.
Work, if that doesn't work, just give yourself a kick in the butt. I know, Kathleen, so some of the things you were saying, I'm nodding here laughing. I'm like, yep. So, Kathleen, you are not allowed to ask that question ever and ever again in this lifetime. You know what your gift is. It's been confirmed. Now it's time to get to work and be doing what you're doing already. Let's take another call. Are you ready for another call? Well, not you. I mean, Michael. Michael will always be ready for a call, right?
We're both ready.
Let's do it. Let's go to, wait a minute, another Sandy from Pennsylvania? How the heck? Okay, this is a trick. Maybe it is.
It's a popular name.
I guess. Real estate questions. Okay, so is this Sandy? Hello, Sandy, I think.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
You're very welcome. So you have a real estate question.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Well, actually, it's a bit of an involved question because, you know, there's a few things going on. I've put my house up in the market, you know, with a second realtor, and it seems to be going, you know, much better this time because the first realtor, he was just, you know, waiting for things to happen and time was going by. But this realtor, you know, she's a lady and she's with RE/MAX, and she certainly knows what she's doing. I mean, she's like a totally different person than this guy.
Is the question when your house is going to sell?
No, well, actually, I have, you know, here's the thing. It's just that I've been seeing homes for quite some time. And, you know, the ones that are a bit on the lower end do require some work. And some of them were also deplorable condition, the smell. So I turned my mind from that. So I saw something Friday that was kind of was moving ready. But it didn't have like a garage, and but it's everything else, you know, is excellent. The thing is that the guy I'm dealing with for the mortgage company, I mean, I want to put an offer in this house.
What's the bottom line, Sandy? What's the bottom line? Because we have a lot of people holding on. What's the bottom line?
Right. No. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to give some background information.
Michael doesn't need the background. It's okay.
Right.
Go ahead.
I mean, am I doing the right thing, you know, to put an offer on this house with my present mortgage broker? Because he seems to be, you know, quoting me a lot of money, you know.
Well, I got it. This is actually really good because this will address a lot of people's questions, even though they're not in real estate things. Anytime that you're moving along on a certain path with an intention – and you start feeling like you're hitting walls. That right there are the guides saying, go somewhere else, do something else. So if you're moving forward with this mortgage broker that you're feeling like, I mean, you're feeling almost nauseous sometimes when you have to talk to this person, right?
Well, the thing is that, you know, for $160,000 home, he said, I got to come up with everything out of pocket, ballpark, $16,000. I'm like, whoa. And this is going FHA. So
you're being given your guidance and you're kind of ignoring it. You're in your head, you're trying to figure out analytically, intellectually, why you should or shouldn't be doing any of this stuff. And Michael's saying that if you feel at any time for anything that it's not right, that's when you make the change and say, okay, got it. It's not right. So it's not necessarily making an offer on this house. It sounds like and feels like to Michael and I that it's you moving forward with this and not getting your options with other mortgage companies.
That was my next thing that I wanted to do, and I don't feel he's totally honest with me.
Well, then walk away. I mean, that you've got trust your own guidance, trust your own spirit. Get out of your head and just go, you know, I just got a weird feeling about it. I'm done with that. I'm going over here. You know, I have been told personally by doctors that I would be dead in 3 days. And I went, no, I don't think you're right. So it doesn't matter if he's got credentials or any type of authority or certificate. If you get the intuitive hit, it's not right, then walk away. And Michael's saying your uncomfortableness is really more around the fact that you would be more comfortable if your other house sold first before you committed to something else.
Right.
So that's something
he
wants you to look at.
Right, because, well, the thing is that I also have the option of renting it, which my house is a two-unit anyway. Half of it is rented, and the person was in a one-year lease. So I said, you know, I can also keep this as an investment property and, you know, get the other property, you know, get the other house, which would be
okay, so
home.
So the one thing that you don't want to hear right now that Michael's saying is because you're in flex, live in one half, rent one half, and wait until it sells to move forward with something else.
Oh, okay. Do you think it will be a long time, like I have to wait another year before it sells? Because
as soon as you start asking when, the universe puts it on hold. So it's when it's in divine timing that for you to move, and you have the intention of what you're going to move to.
Okay. Thank you, Sandy.
Thank you. We are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with a couple more readings before we release Deborah and Michael. And we got some questions, email. Let's see. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And you are listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. We're here Monday to Thursday. No, we're not. Monday to Wednesday, 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And check out Deborah's website address. That is readings. That's plural. There you go. readingsbydeborah.com. readingsbydeborah.com. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and answer some more of your questions. And everything is moving slow, so all is well. Nobody is tripping, not even me, even though I like things to just be fluid sometimes. Take a breath and trust the process.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Mom?
Dad? It's me.
We need to talk about sex.
I know you don't want to.
You think I'm too young.
You're afraid if we talk about sex, I'll no longer be your little muffin head.
Your pookie bear.
Your Lammy Lumpkin.
Your Bubby Chubs.
But come on, talk to me about sex.
Tell me you want me to wait. Sure, it'll change our relationship.
It'll make us closer.
I know you want me to wait to have sex.
So don't wait to tell me. Talk to me.
Tell me to wait.
And guess what? If you go to 4parents.gov,
you can get help on how to talk with me about sex.
Look, this is important. Come on, Dad.
Let's do this, Mom.
Talk to me about sex.
Tell me to wait.
And don't worry.
I'll always be your little muffin head.
Your ginger snap. Your pumpkin face.
Your butterbean.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and this station.
Life Conversations works with people to increase their organizational and individual potential by assisting them in identifying habits, attitudes, beliefs, and expectations that hinder their performance professionally and socially. Life Conversations is committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be.
That's the work, that we get to see that all is well. And how do you do that? You learn to listen to the internal guidance system, your IGS, internal guidance system. by doing your work, by taking time to be still, meditating, listen to guidance, starting your day off with meditation, praying, listening to God. Well, prayer is talking to God, meditation is listening to God. We all have the answers, and we need others to support us, to affirm, to confirm what we are dealing with moving through. And we're happy to have you here. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. My guest is Deborah Jacobs. She's an intuitive reader, an author. I mean, she's so much more. But she's an author. She's a counselor. She's a literary agent. She is a businesswoman. She is everything. Okay, great. Okay, we're ready. We're going to play some more. Okay, let's take some. Okay, let's do an email question. Thank you, Karen Drucker. All is well. Find out more about Karen Drucker. Her website address is Karen Drucker. That's a D-R-U-C-K-E-R. Karen with a K. KarenDrucker.com. And this song is All Is Well. Now we're going to do an email question before we go back to the phone line. Michael is like, come on, I'm ready. Oh, cool. Oh, yeah. I even saw something that made me even more excited. Yay. I'm so excited. So let's see. Let me go to our email question here. I love technology. Let's see. So we have Learning for. She sent an email. I think it's a she. I feel like it's a she. Maybe it's a he. I don't know. But where's the email? Right here. Okay. Oh, here it is. I'm not as fast as Michael. I'm in the box.
Jesus, not many people are.
So, yeah, she wants to know, I'm ready for a new relationship. What kind of person is best for me?
Wow,
I was an angel. People won't like me.
You talk about not knowing your intention. This is, you know, the number one problem that I run into. I mean, I was on Ariel Ford's radio show 2 weeks ago, which is all about love, and you would not believe the number of questions I got that are just like this. If you don't know what it is you want, that in which will make you happy, then you're not going to draw anybody to you. Mm-hmm. If you only are thinking about what you don't want to have in your life again, then that's what you will draw to you. So what you have to do, and everybody who has a similar type of question, look at and close your eyes, visualize, meditate, anything you want to do to get a visual of what your perfect soulmate is. Michael doesn't care about sex or anything else. It's just, what is a direct reflection of my traits? So he always wants people to make a list of what your traits are. Are you ethical? Is that a big, important thing in your life? If it is, don't settle for somebody who's in a questionable ethical job, or, you know, don't look for, you know, you want to make sure that ethics is in there if that's important to you. If religion's important to you, look in the same religion. Don't hope you're going to run into somebody who's Catholic if you're Catholic and very into your religion.
Right.
You see what I mean? You know, you want to be, you have to know what it is you want to draw it into you. As soon as you have a complete picture of your intention, this is, thank you, God, I'm so grateful for this perfect mate that is, boom, these, you know, four or five things, then the universe goes, okay, we can find that. But the angels are running around like they're half insane trying to figure out what we want. If we just say, you know, who is the right thing for me, the angel goes, I don't know. What do you want? You know,
that's right.
You know, they're very blunt, by the way. And the angels and guides and the universe as a whole with Creator says, if you want anything, money, fame, fortune, love, you have to decide what it is you want. And then we'll go out there and put it together and help you accomplish your intention.
Yes, yes.
That's the answer to that question.
Yep. Because if you're ready for love now, if you're ready for a new relationship, then you know exactly what you want. Because, you know, it's like going to a grocery store saying I'm hungry, but I don't know what I want to eat. Well, there's lots of things to choose from.
This person is so busy going, I just know I don't want what I had.
Mm.
But they have no idea what they want. So, you either end up with nothing or you, you know. So the questions like, when will I meet my soulmate? I don't know. It's all up to you. You know, will I meet my soulmate? It's up to you. Michael just wants to throw this out here, too, because he doesn't think that humans get this. But humans created time. There is no such thing as time. There really is.
Yeah. Indeed. Now, let's go to take a phone call. And if you're posting on the Ask Life Coach at a page, post as a new post. Don't post underneath a post. But hopefully we'll get to Violet Moon in a minute. Let's go to Glenda in New York. Where do I need to put my focus to move by November 1st, she said. Glenda, have you updated your question? Are you right? So you already answered the question before she asked it.
Well, Michael wants to know why November 1st.
Well, because where I am, I don't like the way winter fall and winter feels. But as I was listening, Deborah and Ade, I laughed because I knew I had my question had a time period, and then Michael said, there is no time. I'm like, oops.
So what is your intention? What is your intention, your clear picture intention of where you want to go and what that looks like to you?
My clear intention is to live home.
Michael says you can't just say someplace warmer.
Well, no. To live in a home that is peaceful, that is loving, that, you know, that all the appliances work, that I'm comfortable, that it's sunny, that there's plenty of light coming in through the window.
Okay, where?
Well,
what state?
Yeah, Michael.
You don't know.
Well, because I have two states to choose from. That's part
of
my
name too.
Brooklyn,
name two.
New York, or Florida. That's my dilemma.
What did you say?
Hmm?
What was the first one?
New York, which the Brooklyn, Queens area, or Florida?
Well, you already chose that. It's Florida because New York, it still gets very cold and snows. And Florida, it's sunny. You want to be someplace sunny. So why even put New York in as a possibility if it doesn't fit? That's like the whole soulmate question again. You have to decide what picture you have. If you have the choice to go to Florida and you want sunny, warm, no snow, no brainer, choose Florida. Then choose where in Florida, and then go looking for a place that all the appliances work, and you've got sun coming in the right windows, and it's a happy place with good energy. And then the answer as to when you'll move is based on you doing that movement that has to do with your intention.
Okay.
And Michael says, be careful because you are very good at manifesting. So you're manifesting with this brain set of November 1st. But if you truly manifest your intention, you could be moving in 3 weeks. So make sure you know what you want.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's funny, Glenda. I'm glad to talk about I don't want to deal with winter anymore. It's too cold. But my option is Brooklyn. I'm thinking, what?
Not an option.
I'm a vegetarian, but I'm going to this restaurant where they sell the best steak in the planet.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what people do. And that's what frustrates Michael because humans have conditioned our children to grow up and be the same way. And if they could just get this simple equation, and everybody write it down, intention plus movement equals joy. Intention plus movement equals love.
Indeed.
Intention without movement equals zero.
Set intention in the couch. Let's go to Tanya. Tanya's feeling stuck. I need someone to grab my hand and help me out. Tanya, what's your question, or is that it?
Hello, it kept going up, so I'm like, well, maybe she's already answered it for me. My issue is I decided to take my power and my freedom back 2 years ago from my family.
Good for you.
Since then, you know, they told me I'm selfish. you know, and it's just the point that sometimes they don't make me, I don't feel stuck. They pause me at moments.
Okay, let's stop here. First off, Michael says he loves how feisty you are. And he wants you to live in your power. And you have to be very, very clear that when you shift, a major shift like you did, and step into your own power and live your life, you're going to have several things that happen around you with family and friends. One, they aren't going to recognize you, and they're going to get edgy, and you tend to have a lot of, especially close friends, leave your circle if they can't get on board, basically. And with family, you also have jealousy issues that, which when you're hearing, and that's what you're getting, when you're hearing, God, you're so selfish. Why don't you give up your life and come take care of us? Excuse me, you know. No, you just say no. I mean, if you're standing in your power, and you can do this from a place of love, you know, they're trying to get you to move someplace, right? Hello?
Tanya, you there? Tanya. Let me see.
I think we lost her, but
we lost her.
She can still hear us. You always want to do out of love, not to be loved. What you love, not to be loved.
Say that again, please.
Do what you love, not to be loved. At the place of power.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. All right, we're going to take two more. One is on the Ask Life Coach at a fan page. And so that'll be quicker. So there's no story because it's on the fan page. And when we take the last call, we need you to go straight to the point. Violet Moon said, I would like to know if I can balance working as an intuitive reader and being a homemaker properly at this time, or if the timing is still not right yet. That's Violet Moon wants to know about, is this the right time to balance being an intuitive reader and a homemaker properly?
Well, Michael says it's really not a question of balance. It's a question of inclusion and scheduling. Her homemaker question, I think, has more to do with kids' schedules, you know, family schedules, and booking sessions with people. Mm. And that's just a matter of scheduling. And, I mean, that's like not, you should see my world if you think that's the only thing you've got to balance with those two. If you are really good, Michael standing here juggling, it's so funny. He says if you're really, really good at life and being in life in the present, then you can do this. And he's juggling, okay, like eight different things. And you don't have to worry about dropping any ball because you know that the universe has everything in balance and the universe is taking care of it. You simply are doing what you love. So, yeah, it's a matter of scheduling. Could you do it full-time? Probably not for another year because I feel like there's still a little kid at home that isn't out, like, at school yet. So That's the answer to that.
Okay, thank you, thank you. Let's take this quick call. We're going to Rose in Florida. Rose, you got to make it go to the point because we got a few minutes. So if you want your questions to be answered, Michael already knows what the answer is. But anyway, put your voice into
okay.
the question. Go ahead, quick.
Hi, thanks for taking my call, even though I'm the last person.
We saved the best for last. So you're the Rose.
That's very sweet of you. That's very sweet. I'm thinking of moving to California, I'm going to say probably around the summertime because I'm thinking of financially, it takes a lot of money to move. And I'm thinking of going somewhere around the Santa Barbara area. What do you feel about that? It would be career and possibly love. I don't know. I don't have anybody here, so.
Michael says, don't go any further south than Carpinteria.
Carpinteria,
south of Santa Barbara. Just south of Santa Barbara.
Okay.
And he says, proper planning prevents poor performance. So right now you're in the if and or but stages of this. You're not sure if the thing is going to come through in the relationship. So you're thinking about...
I don't have any, but I'm just thinking...
Well,
like I said,
you're not sure if the thing's going to come through in a relationship. Michael says he doesn't understand why you would want to go there. You know nobody at this point that is an actual support system. So what is your intention about that? You think maybe you'll find a soulmate easier there than you will where you are?
Well, it's not first and foremost about a soulmate because I really believe that if you carry on living your life, that you meet people when you're supposed to. I'm not obsessive about that. I think I know I'll meet somebody sometime. I'd like to meet the right person, but it's
so what's
not,
with the career?
It's a career. It's a spiritual thing. I live in Florida, and Florida is not the right place for me to be in that regard.
Well, I don't know about that, and I think that if you're looking for like-minded people in a community to actually feel part of instead of, being in the Bible Belt where you're shunned more than accepted, there are a lot of places besides Santa Barbara, California. So Michael's saying open up to the other possibilities of other places that you may choose to go. And then in actuality, he's showing me that you could be going directly to a job in that community and have your feet firmly planted on the ground. As far as where, there's a lot of different possibilities. The Santa Barbara is a possibility, but I'm seeing 72 pleats of time at the same time. Ade, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yes, I can hear you.
I don't like to be, in tune, so to speak. I'm not a farmy. I like to be close to water of some sort. I do best with that. And I know I live 10 minutes from the beach here. I'm not expecting to live on top of the beach, but I don't like to be too far from water. And so I don't want to live out in the middle of the mountain somewhere, other people suggest.
Well, Michael does not think that you're going to like the fog and the cold in California. It's totally different. Totally different. I lived in North Carolina on an island, and I'm from California. And I was like, oh, my God, the water's warm, and it's January. You don't have that in California. You don't have warm enough water to put your feet in any part of California any time of year. And I think that would bother you. I think the fog bank that rolls in for 3 months, Michael's showing you standing on the beach kind of with your hands up doing your power move to try and change the weather, trying to get rid of the fog. freezing your butt off.
It's just I want to, I know I'm not, I think I'm done with my journey in Florida. That's kind of it. And I want to go somewhere where I can do expo shows. There's nothing from here to Miami. Even Miami, I'm surprised.
Well, so why don't you go to, like, Charleston? You know, someplace with a nice, warm, sunny beach that's really close to jump over to, like, Atlanta. You know, there's a lot of New Age metaphysical, spiritual people and creative people and natural health people. I'm getting natural health. What is it that you do?
I'm a Reiki master teacher, so I can teach healing as well. So that's also another thing too.
So you just need to find a really open-minded community where you can do your work. And there's a lot of those places on the East Coast. Michael does, he wants you to find somebody who can do a geographical chart for you.
Okay.
Because he doesn't feel the West Coast is the right energy. You know what I'm talking about, Ade? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So how do I go about, you know, without taking up your time here, how do I find that person that can do a geographical thing for me?
Google it. There's a lot of things online where you can just run them for free. It's just like running your numerology and stuff. Just Google geographical astrological chart. Shirley MacLaine's website has one of their astrologers does those.
Shirley MacLaine.
Yeah, you go to ShirleyMacLaine.com and go to astrology, and then ask the question. If I think Sandra Heldon does geographical charts for where you're best suited to live based on your astrology.
Yeah, because I do want to feel like at home. I want to feel accepted, so to speak. And I've been here a long time. I have a lot of customers, but I'm prepared to leave this and start somewhere new and more possessed in my life, you know.
Well, I can, Rose, you can check out more about Devra by going to her website. And, you know, if you want to do a detailed reading with her, it's readingsbydevra.com. And also check out Shirley MacLaine's website, as she suggested, so you can be hanging out on the limb and living the life you desire. All right, my
friend. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Show. It was great. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right,
I hear a British accent there. Deborah.
By the way, your audience knows, I am booked exclusively through ShirleyMacLaine.com. So when they go to my website, they're redirected to her website to actually book readings.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know what? You're definitely coming back because we ain't done. This is just the appetizer. This is just, you know how you talk to people at a marketing networking meeting? It's what this is like. We need to have some more conversation. But anyway, before we let you go, because there's a minute left, anything else you want to share with the listeners? Maybe something that's bubbling up inside of you or an event you're doing, whatever you want to share, this is your time.
Michael just wants everybody to know that life is good. Get your vision and run, and no fear, just faith. And as long as you have absolute faith, then they are not going to let you down. The angels are all around us, and the dragons, the entities, and so no fear, just faith.
No fear.
That's it. Yep. And I have loved being on this, and I do hope you invite me back.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yes, you're definitely. The invitation is already in the ether. It's coming. So all is well. You're coming back. Thank you, Deborah. Appreciate you. Life is good. It's getting better. Deborah Jacobs. Meetingsbydeborah.com is our website. I'm out of here. I love you. I bless you. I appreciate you. And I thank God for you. Be love. It is the essence of who you are. Be true to yourself. You deserve it. And allow the love to flow back to you. Be loved. And know that wherever you are, God is. This is Ricky Baez-Beckwith. And this song is Everywhere I Am. I'm out of here. I'll see you tomorrow, 12 p.m. Peace and blessings.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.